Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thugging like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech. Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. We off the cuff right now. You dig?
Bet.
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yappa, QLZ, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You wait me?
Tiffany Levine.
And it's Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks Podcast.
Alright, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Well, much love.
Alright.
Y'all, this is Miss Irresistible giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip-hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, what's shaking? Peace.
Yo, this is Dope Fresh Design, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio. The Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
Back, deliver a fast check. I call the paperback. We're chasing the fast check. So where the paper at? My
and bring that money back. She always went and bought a damn section. How I taught her, and if I ever sold her, my neck, that's why you bought her. My sex is ain't fancy, sex is a thing. Sweet, move down to the streets, stay sharp and keep it quick. My baby, baby, God is good and God is great for keeping me papered up, sight. What out of cash, my baby, baby.
My baby, baby,
you are now tuned in to episode 395 of the Dopest Hip Hop Show on the web, Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric the Great, alongside with my co-host, T-Max with the Facts. We are in the building for this exclusive interview this Sunday night, y'all.
OTCF in the building. We do it on all days at NY. You know that's why. Shout out to our co-host of Spirit, Ella Sandman, Ladies and Chillers for Ella, sponsored by Da Vinci Clothing, Core Financial, Jesse's Boutique, Buddy Boy Entertainment, and Dirty Basement Radio. We are live and direct. Let's get it.
Yes, sir, man. And our guest of the night, that record we just played, is from our West Coast plug, titled My Baby, one of the most talented out in the West. And he always been showing off the cuff a lot of love. Alongside the big homie Fleetwood, big shout out to him for bringing this connection in to full fishing. So without further ado, let's bring on my man, Mr. AWO, y'all.
What it do?
What's happening, man? What that shit do, man? How y'all feeling?
Lounging, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, it's another beautiful day in California. Hey, we just out here posted, man. Just get out the sushi bar, feeling real good, you know?
Look, man, we know how y'all do on the West Side, staying fly, keeping the function in all motions, man. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, man. It's great to be with y'all. What's good, though? Let's talk about it. What y'all got going?
Definitely, man. Well, I mean, it's great to have you.
First thing before we go, man, I want to just say that it feels good to finally see a crowd at an NBA game right now. But right now, I got the
Yes,
Knicks,
it does.
Knicks,
yeah.
Man.
Yes, yes.
It's good to see a crowd now.
That's what's had it said. Good to be having people back out and trying to function a bit in a little bit of normalcy type deals. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I was telling King yesterday because I was out of the park yesterday for a little get together, man. And you know, I'm just a sentimental sap at heart, man. But to just see, you know, everybody just outside, you know, the kids playing, you know, people gathered and just smiling and laughing after what we've gone through in the past year, man. It really is good for humanity. And I'm glad to see we're having that situation now where people can really interact with each other, you know, because that's a really, I don't think until the pandemic hit, people really understood how important it is to be in touch with each other, to talk to each other, to interact. All the shit we took for granted before this happened, I don't think we're ever going to take granted again, you know. But it was really great to see everybody, you know, just out and smiling and having a good time. The energy was just really positive. I guess we get right into it, man. So tell us a little bit about yourself, representing the great
Wait, T-Mac.
Oh,
before we go on, I got to say this, too. And you know I got to throw a little shade a little bit. And also the second thing is also good to see the Knicks fans actually excited because y'all ain't had shit to be excited about for the past 25 years. I said it, Black Poet.
Yeah, shout out to the Knicks, man, because they really got, you know, Tom Thibodeau as coach, man, Derrick Rose, you know what I'm saying, Julius Randle, you know, what's your man? Damn, I'm forgetting his name. Number nine. R.J. Barrett from R.J. Barrett. They're really looking good right now. You know, the Knicks have been in the playoffs since 2013, but they are really, really, really like, you know, they got a little something. You know, they could, you know, they could contend in a couple of years, but you know, they're on the right path. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I'm a diehard Bulls fan, of course. But when you look at the marketing of the NBA for what it is with the big markets like L.A., New York, Chicago, Boston, and especially New York, man, you know, they haven't won a title in, what, 45 years? It's always good when a market like New York at least has a competing team. So shout out to the Knicks, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
There you go. Y'all keep doing that third time.
Yeah, man. So I guess we'll get a tour with you, man. So tell us a little bit about yourself, representing California IA, man, the Golden State.
Yeah, we out here big chilling, man. Just enjoying life as it unfolds and unravels, you know what I mean? Every day is a beautiful day. Every day is a gift when we open up these two gifts, our beautiful eyes. So I'm embracing life and indulging in everything it delivers, man, one day at a time. You feel me?
Definitely. So what part you represent out there on the West?
Shit, I represent California, all of it, but I'm out here in 760, man. I'm 760, you feel me? I was born and raised in L.A.
Okay.
We transitioned about the jungle as life went on. So now we out here with the rest of the thugs. We in Victorville. We in Hesperia. We in fucking 29 Palms. We 760, man.
Okay. What was your introduction to hip-hop that got you into where you at right now, kicking the verses, you know, letting everybody know how you get down with the verbs, man? Tell us about your, from where you, how you started.
Oh, man, I started way back in school, man. As a youngster, I started back in, like, 5th and 6th grade, getting down with the tennis shows. Then we transitioned once I hit about junior high. I started writing my own shit, getting down in the studios and all that, and been on ever since, man. Been on ever since.
Definitely.
Doing it independent. Doing it independent, been able to touch hands, you know, touch bases with a lot of cool people, work under the presence of a lot of legends and great artists in the game. So, yeah, just been embracing it as it goes along, man. It's been lovely, though, you know?
That's what it do. Who are some of the influences coming up that really inspired you to get down on the mic?
Oh, man, shit. I enjoy a little bit of everybody. So I love me some Sugar Free. I love E-40 coming up. Brother Lynch Hung.
Okay.
You know, some of my favorite artists as I was growing up. Lynch Hung had a big, you know, Lynch Hung was hot when I came up. The nigga was hella hard. He's still hard right now, so. But, yeah, I fuck with a lot of Northern California artists and, of course, Eazy-E and W.A., all the OGs, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what it's been, man.
Definitely. We say NorCal, man. We got to give a shout-out to everybody out there in the 415-707-831-510. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout-out to Frisco. Shout-out to Oakland, Vallejo, you know, San Jose, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, they be getting busy out there. Of course, East Palo Alto, you know, shit, you know what I mean? Stanford, I mean, just everybody, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Ozzy, you know, like Brother Lich Hunk, Sebo, you know, E-40, Sugar T. Yeah, man. Of course, and when you talk about Sugar Free, you know, he's one of the living legends out Pomona. You know, shout out to Big Hutch of Brother Law, and of course.
That's right,
good
Big Hutch, that's my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Cocaine, you know, can't forget Uncle Coke.
Can't forget
Coke,
man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I fuck with the town real tough, man. I got a lot of niggas up out of that neighborhood, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So what was it like really getting into the game in terms of really when you started, like, really taking it serious in terms of, you know, how you started developing your style, you know, clicking up with people, you know, just what was that journey like for you?
Shit, it's been fun, man. It's been a fun journey, you know what I mean? You know, being a little youngster, earlier, you know, I was really pursuing it like major, like it was my dream, you know what I mean? So, I put my all into that shit, you know what I mean? I came up in the times where you had to shop demos, you had to try to find out where the cat was going to be at, to put it in his hand and all that good stuff. But, yeah, man, it's just been an exciting journey for me. Shit. Now I'm independent. I'm
definitely
in a position to be independent. So now it's like, you know, it's a whole different ball game now, though. You feel me?
Definitely. You know, we can't forget to shout out Uncle Richie Rich, man, because he always told us, and we had him on a couple of times, about how it got down in the town in terms of, you know, basically just, you know, was, you know, back in the day, especially when he came up, if you were a young buck coming up, you had to have your rhymes right and tight before they was going to let you really get out there, you know, because you had to rep the city, you know, you had to put it down for the soil, making it boil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely most important, man. I mean, so in terms of, you know, watching the California scene come up, especially with you being part of it, you know, that young California scene, especially right now, you know, shout out to Angela Donna, you know, Cam in China, G Perico, you know, shit, you know, I mean, Compton AV, you know, everybody, man. I mean, what's it like just to see how y'all just bubbling out there and just on y'all campaign grinding, you know, getting everybody just really, you know, getting their stuff out there?
Yeah. Shit, I'm embracing them, man. I'm seeing what they're doing, so, you know, I ain't got nothing to love for anybody in the game, anybody that's doing what they're supposed to do, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, I'm just watching them, man. I'm watching them do their thing. I kind of stay in my own lane, you feel me? So, you know, we do our third thing, how we do it, and let them do it how they do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I don't really, you know.
Nothing wrong being a
student,
because you're always observing the next move.
Yeah, I'll just let them do their thing, man. I'll do my thing. Shit, whatever I come with, anything I come with is going to be different from what the fucking masses is bringing. You know what I mean?
Right.
How long you been on the independent trail?
It's the only trail I've been on. I've been on the, only with the independent trail. You know, I done fucked with Nate Dogg. You know, I was supposed to sign with Dawn Foundation Records, but, you know, some things went wrong with all that stuff. You know, RIP, man. Rest in peace, my nigga Nate Dogg. But, yeah, man. So other than that, I've been independent with this shit, man. You know what I mean? I done fucked with Mellow Man, Reyes Brothers, and things like that. Opened a lot of shows for E-40, Digital Underground, things like that. But I've been independent riding this whole thing all the way.
Man. And, I mean, you said you opened up for E-40 and whatnot, of course, and Digital Underground. Rest in peace, Shot G. What was it like really interacting with those guys? And as they saw you, you know, being up and coming, you know, what advice did they give you in terms of how, you know, you had to function in your campaign?
Really didn't give me no advice, man. None at all. None whatsoever. None whatsoever, man. Shit. But I just respect the grind. You know, I see what they do. I'm glad they put me in a position to be able to open up for them many times, you know what I mean? So I just enjoy the trip, you feel me? I be where I'm supposed to be, do what I'm supposed to do, and keep it moving, you know what I mean?
I think the way we look at it too is they would also come from a time where you had to pretty much just get it on your own. Like, nobody's going to really hold your hand. It's like how it is. It's a different type of world it is right now, because back then you had to just get it on your own.
Yeah, you had to do it all on your own. If your pockets wasn't right and you wasn't, you know, I mean, your shit wasn't right to pay whoever you needed to pay to get where you need to be, you definitely had to do it on your own. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we've been getting this shit out the mud, man, and just applying ourselves as we're able and make it happen like we want to. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, I'm kind of glad I didn't have to sign no contracts and shit, you know, because, you know, I mean, I ain't behavior type. I ain't the type to be listening to no fucking body, so, you know what I mean? It's not like that, but like that, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. So, you know, certain things I don't like, I don't give a fuck if I sign a contract or not. I wouldn't be able to abide to certain things, so I'm kind of glad I ride the way I ride.
I feel you.
Especially
and what do artists really have to understand? Definitely. What do you have to understand about the independent hustle in terms of, because obviously you making moves, doing it, you know, being successful with it. And, you know, we've always talked on the show about how the, you know, the independent art of moving on your own is always great in its merits, because at the end of the day, you are your own boss. But it also takes a discipline level that is, you know, defined. You know, it has to be concrete in terms of really moving. In terms of a lot of artists out there, what would you tell artists in terms of really devoting themselves to it and really understanding the discipline that it takes to really go hard every day to make it happen?
Yeah, I would say you got to be motivated, man. You got to believe in yourself. You know what I mean? Your work ethic has to be solid. You know what I mean? You can't have a bunch of yes men around you. You know, and at the same time, you got to understand and believe, like, what you're doing and what you're doing it for. So, you know, I would just say keep pushing, man, and, you know, try to surround yourself with solid individuals. If they are going to be a part of your get down, make sure they're solid. And, you know what I'm saying, just make sure they believe in you like you believe in you. And at the same time, you need to believe in them because they believe in you. So make that shit go, you know. That's the best thing I can say.
Definitely. So tell us about the first time you started writing in terms of, you know, really getting your rhymes on, in terms of like going into the studio, the first rhyme you ever wrote, and when you knew like, hey, I could do this in terms of really, you know, being something.
Shit, man, we was knocking down the talent shows, man. We was winning first place at all the talent shows for the high schools and all that type of shit. So, I mean, when I was doing that, I figured I had it, you know what I mean?
Right.
I figured I had it, man. I think the first song I wrote was some shit called The Perfect Girl. I think I was like 7th grade. You know what I mean? I was like,
okay.
Bill Beard DeVoe days. You guys are back in the Bill Beard DeVoe days. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. All right,
so he was on the hustle early.
Yeah, man. I mean, fuck. That's how we had a little group called Cash Mob. We was coming out of Upton. We was recording. I mean, we was performing at some place. I think it was Studio something out in Compton. Some little in the hood, man. I forgot Studio something that shit was called. But yeah, man, we was getting at a young age, trying to get any outlet we can get, you know. Whether it was cable TV, wherever it was, you know, we was just making it happen. And, you know, I fucked with the cat, Mr. Chalk, you know, the cat that did that Vanilla Ice shit, that Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we used to be out there in Diamond Bar, out in Chino, fucking with them cats. Like, at a young age, you know, we was surrounded by a lot of big boys, you know, but we was youth. We was youngsters, you know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to Top, shout out to Ha Ha from Mona City Riders. Shout out to all that, man. ATL, like y'all say, Hutch, you know what I'm saying? 187, all them cats, man. So, yeah, nigga just been doing this shit, man. Trying to stay alive, equal balancing this shit with the streets, you know what I mean? Trying to eat up out that mud and, you know, and do the studio. That's what kept the nigga out of trouble, is the studio, you feel me? So we've been doing this shit for the longest, man. For the longest. I took a little break for a minute to raise my youngsters, but shit, man, we back on, as you can see. We're trying to push this motherfucking line, man.
Yeah, pretty much watching your
opportunity now, especially when there's open opportunity and it's more and it's much easier to pretty much connect to your base now than it was before.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball game now, man. This shit is right at the fingertips. Like, everything is at the end of your fingertips. All you got to do is apply yourself. So, yeah, it's much easier nowadays, you know what I mean, to reach the masses and try to be what you got to be. But at the same time, you still need the proper plugs and you still need the proper networks. Of course, you're going to kind of be, like, trying to paddle upstream, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely that.
Now, it's obvious in terms of how you've been working with it that you definitely allow your talent to speak for itself. What's your opinion of a lot of artists out there today who pretty much try to get out there with a whole bunch of shenanigans to try to masquerade for talent when all they want to do is make a fool instead of being a fool on the mic, you know, in the best way? You know, they want to, you know, be out there publicly acting up. How do you feel about that?
To be honest with you, man, I don't really pay no attention to none of this shit that goes on. I mean, how I feel about it, I would think it's kind of nonsense and foolish to do such a thing. But I don't really pay no attention to any of these artists. I don't really watch no TV, no media. I don't even watch sports. So when y'all was speaking about the Knicks and all that, I don't know nothing about that shit. You know what I mean? I figure, like, yeah, if it ain't been falling in my pocket, they put it in my pocket. But I don't really pay no attention to it. But in regards to that, yeah, I just think it's a foolish action, man. I think if you want to act a fool and get on that mic and, you know, I'm like this. If your lyrics ain't who you are, you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker can't listen to your lyrics and be like, you know, that's how that nigga is every day, all day, then I don't think it's really balanced well enough. Now, like in terms of me, when you listen to my shit and you meet me in person, I'm that same motherfucker. Like, everything, I am that nigga. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're going to be able to like, nigga, the way that nigga coming in that music is the way this motherfucker is in real life. You feel me? So, yeah, that's just how I feel because shit. You gotta be with you. I mean, pretty sure your music is speaking for you, so it should be a reflection of you. You know what I mean? So, now if a nigga out there acting a fool, then I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I would advise him not to catch a case, nigga, if that's what you're gonna do. Shit, don't. Stay out of jail, pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stay out of jail, man. But if it's feeding your family, you know, taking care of your loved ones, by all means, I mean, put on a show, nigga. That's what you're there for. It's called entertainment. So don't entertain the wrong motherfuckers, though. You feel me? Yeah, that's probably about the best thing I can say in regards to that. Yeah, but I don't know what these niggas be out there doing. Like I said, I don't pay no attention to none of this shit. Motherfucker ain't at my front door in front of me and shit. They can just keep on doing what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, I think that's always important to maintain in terms of being an art, in terms of being an artist and doing what you do. I've always said that the best thing you can do is the best brand you have is a talent, and the best gift you can give is being generous in terms, well, being, well, what's the word being, I'm looking for, genuine with your audience. Because at the end of the day, you know, you never know who your music may reach in that context, and you always want to present to them something that they can really relate to, you know. And sometimes, you know, throughout the years in this game, as we've seen, you know, so much, we've seen a lot of artists out here, you know, to be not who they say they are, you know. And it's, I mean, and one thing about it, see, with hip-hop being rooted in street culture, I don't think there's a bigger brand than being, being a gen, you know, just being who you really are, you know.
I think that's the best way.
You know.
And that's the best way.
You know, because once you're exposed, and we've seen a few people, you know, and I don't necessarily like, you know, using him as an example, you know, because he's been bashed so much. When you look at Vanilla Ice back in the day, you know what I mean? He talked all that about how he was, you know, a dirt bike champion, how he grew up in a hood and everything. And then we find out, like, you know, none of that was true. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Then he tried to kind of revamp himself on his second album, you know, to the extreme, you know, came out in 1990, you know, and it was a hit. You know, Ice Ice Baby was a monster jam, you know, when it dropped. But it's like, you know, once everything slowly started coming about, you know, him at the end, you know, by the time he dropped that second album, Mind Blowing, in 94, you know, the buzz is dead. You know, it's like, you know, you already been exposed.
Oh,
by that time, you know, the whole, you know, Death Row story, you know, with Suge Knight about how he got shook out of his public.
Yeah, hung up,
you know, literally.
Literally shook out of shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I mean, this is like, and, you know, me and King, we telling our rings with all these stories and everything, but it's like, you know, but this is just something about how fast a situation can happen when, you know, you do have a buzz, but depending on the situation at the end of it, how quick it can, you know, blow out for you.
Sabotage.
I mean,
yourself,
you know, even when you look at Hammer, you know, Hammer, Hammer is a pretty much a more of a complex issue, because Hammer, coming out of Oakland, much respect for what he did, put it on the Bay, and all the people that he helped. But, you know, the music, ultimately, from when he started with Feel My Power, I think that came out in 87. But you figure from, what, a three-year period of his debut to 90 when he dropped Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him, you know, which is kind of where, you know, some of the people felt like his music didn't have that street edge like it once did, you know. And that's when, you know,
yeah,
Q had to write that verse about him, you know, because it had more of the commercial edge
a lot of those
to
people-
it.
It's crazy how the game done flip-flopped to where now a lot of people are following Hammer's blueprint to make money.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
history repeating itself.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny because at the same time where he was heavily criticized, Hammer was one of the first rappers to start getting national endorsement deals. You know, KFC, you know, had his own cartoon. You know, Hammer Doll, I mean, you know, he was doing it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the music, because it's about how your audience really feels about what you put out. And if people not, then of course when he dropped the Funky Headhunter in 94, you know, it was like, you know, then he tried to come back with that hardcore edge, and it's like, you know, we full on in the gangster rap in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? So everybody looked like, Heaven, you ain't never thought really no hardcore stuff like that, and, you know, it just really, you know, didn't work out for him going to, you know, going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but it just shows. Pretty much
show.
When you go in the studio, hey, what's your inspiration in terms of, what's your process in terms of putting rhymes together? Do you have a ritual with it, or do you just kind of just sit down and just write what comes?
Yeah, I just pretty much come. You know, I mean, when I get in there, man, the cat, they usually, they just throw me a few tracks. I'm like, let me hear the tracks, whatever they got going or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying, my son, the McAdoo, whoever I'm dealing with producer-wise, they just throw me the track, and I just take it from the fly, man. I just got a pen, start writing some shit, or might just come off the head with a nice little hook, and then, because I'm a real hook master, like I'm good with these hooks like a motherfucker, so I do that shit, and then I just get to dropping down real quick, you know. It don't take me long, man. We can do like 15 songs in one night fucking with your boy. I work like pop in this motherfucker, you know what I mean? I work real fast. But that's it. I don't really got no riches, man. I might have a little bit of weed or something. I have a little fluid liquid up in my system, and shit, we going to get it. We just going to feel good and have fun, you know what I mean? And by the end of that shit, whatever we come up with, pretty sure the shit going to be smacking and scrapping. Shit. But yeah, that's how I usually do it. That's exactly how
definitely.
I do it.
Shit, 15 songs a night, man. A lot of these dudes can't do 15 songs a year.
That's terrible, man. My last album got like 35 songs. I got like a double CD type shit. The last album I got like 35 songs on it. Shit, Mr. AWOL Wall Street. It's on all the streaming. I got three albums out right now, man. We got Mr. AWOL Wall Street Confidential. I dropped that bitch in like 2007. Then I released another one. I think it was like, 2020 maybe? But I've been sitting, like, I got an archive of shit. So I'm just sitting on so much shit. I said, man, let me go and get this shit for the world. You feel me? So that's all we're doing. Then I just dropped another one on the 15th of February of 2021. So that's the one with the 35 cut. That's called Wall Street. So we got Mr. Wall, Emo Roller Coaster. That's where that Not Coming Down is on that album. I don't know if y'all going to play that tonight. But, yeah, they can catch that off that album. And, yeah, man, shit. And we just out here rocking, bro. We just trying to do the best we can do and keep on pushing. You know what I mean? Shit, we work.
Definitely, man.
How did you link up with the big homie Fleetwood?
Oh, man, I done tapped in with Fleetwood on the gram, man. We've been talking and chopping it up back and forth and shit. That's all it was, you know what I mean? That's all it was. He was like, man, you deserve something. Like, you know, you deserve this. So I'm going to put you with the right people, you know what I mean? So that's what we're doing, man. We done linked up and trying to make some positive things happen, you feel me?
That's what it is.
Definitely.
Yeah,
you know, one thing about it,
Fleet doing a lot of positive things, man. Fleetwood is a good guy, man. He's doing some real good things for the community. And anything that's going to be uplifting for our people, you know what I'm saying? When I say our people, I mean our black community. I'm with that, you know what I mean? I'm with that because I see all the riffraff these cats are doing. I see all the riffraff they portraying and they glorifying. And I can't really stand up with that shit, you know what I mean? I got to support positive movements, you know what I mean? Like, in all my music, it might not be the most positive shit that I'm saying, but if you listen to my music, it's definitely some substance and there's message in this shit. So niggas got to pay attention to the, you know, words being said, you know?
And that's a perfect segue, A, because one thing about it is, you know, of course, coming from the West, y'all invented, you know, well, I won't say invented because, and that's no disrespect to the West, because Schoolie D, you know, out of Philly, you know, he's noted as being the first gangster rapper, of course. And, you know, Ice-T and N.W.A. would end up really taking it to the next level. But in terms of it, you come from the land of where, you know, Bloods, Crips, Tyru, you know, the Essays, you know, Brown Pride, you know, shot, you know, that's, I mean, this is really where, you know, the hood, you know, banging lifestyle really became a thing. And, you know, where you see a lot of rappers today, because even back in the day when it was talked about on Wax, it wasn't necessarily glorified, but it was just talking about what was legitimately going on in the hood. Now you have a lot of rappers out here who are really trying to claim it in terms of ain't never been nowhere near it. My country ass is in Virginia. You know, King is in North Carolina. We probably know more about that shit for not banging them people who claim to have done it, you know, do.
Right.
What are your feelings about where the music shift has kind of changed over the years to where from, you know, and this is by no means disclaimer, this is by no means criticizing gangbang hip-hop.
Right.
You know, shout out to the ones
right.
who really, really do it and really, really, you know, rep they shit, but the ones who really kind of want to, you know, piggyback off of that, you know, and then just where it seems to have been over the past decade and a half a collective dumbing down in terms of lyrics, content isn't necessarily uplifting or innovative or imaginative, it's become repetitive. Where do you think it started changing at? Why do you think it started changing? And how have you all in California managed to pretty much maintain your level of musical identity without compromising your integrity or vision?
Well, what I've seen going on, man, I mean, from my perspective, or my perception, I should say, I think the cats are still, anybody that's involved in the hood, you know what I'm saying, that's literally from the neighborhood, whether it's from Compton, Long Beach, you know what I'm saying, from the city, South Central, wherever they're from. You know what I mean? Them cats living in those, still living in those environments, and by all means, I mean, you know, they got the right to speak on what the fuck they see if they still, you know, they're getting down how they're getting down. So, but other than that, I mean, anybody that's just piggyback, right? Like a lot of these youngsters, is just, you know, they tied to the big homies anyway, so the big homies put them on and that's their duty to do what they got to do, you know, so they still gonna rep their words or whatever. But my get down, like, you know what I'm saying, like, no disrespect, like you say, you know, we ain't putting down nobody, but at the same time, like, I mean, shit, like, nigga, I, you know what I'm saying, I'm affiliated with the gangs too, you know what I'm saying? So, like I say, I'm a street nigga, so I've been in these streets all my motherfucking life, so nigga, highly connected and respected, but at the same time, I don't get on a motherfucking mic and just everything that come out my mouth, neighborhood this or this, that or this or that, or Crip this, Crip that, Crip this, Crip that. So that's not my get down. But for the motherfucker that is, if that's their get down, then by all means, do it. You know what I mean? You still got a lot of youth that's still in the neighborhood. So, of course, they're going to have a following because them cats relate to that type of shit. You know what I mean? But once you transition and ascend to a higher level, I believe that your lyrics and your content should ascend with you. You know what I mean? So, but I, like I said, I can't speak on what the fuck nobody doing because, you know what I mean?
And that's real shit you talking. You know, I shout out, and that's real shit you talking, A-Wall, because of course, shout out to True Blue, you know, especially G.I. Joe. We had him on a couple months ago, you know, and G.I. Joe, of course, you know, representing, you know, 6-0. You know, he just talked about how Nipsey really gave him, you know, that vision in terms of collectively just how to move forward at Enterprise, you know, how to expand beyond the scope of his immediate environment. And for everybody, you know, of course, you know, because it's no, because we can say this on the air because it's no secret about, you know, what said they rep, you know, Rolling 60s, you know, him, Pac-Man, you know, Jay Stone.
Yeah,
Pac-Man is ill. You and Pac-Man need to hook up and do some work together. Pac-Man, that fat boy
put me
is
with
ill.
Put me with
He's
him.
Ill.
Let's do it. Put me with him. I know who that cat you is. I've seen him. A lot of these other cats, I'm not too sure, you know, who you speak of, but I'm going to go do my research, so I'm going to see what we're talking about. But you can definitely
put me with
whoever want to work. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to work.
We try to make
beautiful music, but I want cats to be able to look beyond the neighborhoods, you know what I mean? I want their sights to go past, you know what I mean, past the block, you feel me? Because it's so much world out there, homie. And then once we start crossing these T's and these motherfucking ponds, the world becomes that much bigger. So, you know what I mean?
Most definitely.
And then with this gangbanging shit, like, we can go to Belize right now. We got Crips all in Belize. Nigga, Belize City, we got Crips and blood. So everywhere we go, we've already influenced them, and we already made the waves spread. So now, if we got that much power, then we need to use that in a way more productive and powerful way. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. I think that's the most important thing, because I think hip-hop is, you know, hip-hop at the core is street music, but hip-hop at its essence, you know, is really all about, you know, people who of color, and it's, of course, broadened out into everybody, you know, no matter who, what color you are. I mean, if you really rep the culture, you have a right to speak in terms of really expressing yourself. And I think that's the beautiful thing about hip-hop. You know, it's just really all about everybody really being able to talk about, you know, through rhyme or whatever, about how they feel from their vision, whether it be Eminem, whether, you know, it be 50 Cent, whether it be Drake, you know, whether it be Snoop, whether it be Nipsey, rest in peace, you know, any of them. They all had a story to tell. You know, and I think, more than anything, and it tells us, and it gives us insight to who they are. I think one thing that's beautiful is it shows a lot of times at certain levels of vulnerability and a realness. And sometimes you don't always get that because there's a lot of bravado and bluster, but you don't always hear the real story and the true meaning behind it, you know, of what makes these individuals who they are.
Yeah, because it takes a vulnerable, I mean, to be an artist, I believe that's a vulnerable position anyway, especially if you you know, if you're really releasing the truth about who you are, you know what I mean? You're giving the stories out there, you let them know, you know, because you're giving your life away, basically, what you're doing. You're telling everybody, you let these motherfuckers into your world. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I totally agree with you, man. I totally agree with you. Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. So, as you keep going on, who would you like to work with, and who have you worked with thus far?
Thus far, like I said, I've been in the lab with Nate Dogg. We wasn't able to drop no shit, you know, but, you know, I've been in there with the man, working with him on some things. But who would I like to work with? I like to work with whoever the fuck want to work with me. And at the same time, I'm open to work with anybody and everybody. You know what I mean? I'm a good man. I'm a solid man. Yeah, I'm just ready to work, man. Y'all want to work? Y'all want to make some beautiful music? Let's do it. You know what I mean? Let's do it. It's easy over here. So, you know, like I say, now I'm wide open. I'm independent. I run my own schedule. Shit. The military pay me every motherfucking month, so I'm straight, man. You know what I mean? So let's go get some more money. Let's go get some more money. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what it is.
And you keep me out of trouble, shit. Keep me.
And you know, you speak with Nate, and you speak with Nate Dogg of such reverence.
Great experience, man.
Right.
Yeah, he was a hood king. As soon as I got out the military, man, look, I had my cousin, man. He was a DJ for the beat. I slid this man my demo, like, hey, here, Cuddy, like, here, take the demo, like, whoop. Next thing you know, that nigga shot the demo to Nate, dog. Next thing you know, that motherfucker calling me to come to the studio. You feel me? So, and I was fresh out the military. I was fresh out the military. I didn't even know what the fuck I was gonna do. You know what I mean? Back in the streets, like, man, here we go again. But yeah, man. They put me in there with that man, and that shit was just, it was an experience because I seen the support this man had with him. You know what I mean? He was in the lab when I got in there. You had Badass in there with him. You had Superfly in there with him. You feel me? This nigga had his lawyer in there with him, like straight white man. This is the first time I seen like white cats like really kicking it with, kicking it with some real lokes. You know what I mean? With some like, I guess some high-powered Jewish motherfuckers. I don't know what they were, but they was like, they was excited about me. They was like, oh, this guy, like as soon as he came in, he did that work. As soon as I got in there, I just started writing. It was like, this kid, I can't wait to hear this kid. So just the experience and the vibe I have fucking with dude, and he was so solid. You know, I mean, the nigga was solid than a motherfucker, man. So, yeah, man, I just highly respected that dude, man. Highly respect. And he had a lot of love for me, so shit, it's automatic. I got a lot of love for him. You know what I mean? And then I got to meet Snoop Dogg, you know, Warren G and that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. When they was working on that song, Friends, I was in there. Right there with him. The niggas was writing. So it was a beautiful experience, man. So I embraced that shit. Strong memory in my heart, you know what I mean?
Definitely, and especially with you being, being good friends with Nate and all them. I mean, how gratifying is it to see tradition being carried on with his son in hell and what he's doing?
I seen that, man. I love that. I thought it was Nate. I was like, what the fuck, hold up. Yeah, man, I love it. Hey, his son is doing work too, but sounding just like his pops, looking like his pops and everything. I just saw that like the other day, man. I wasn't even aware of the shit. You know what I mean? That's how much I stay in my lane, bro. Shit, yeah. So I just seen that, and that shit was like, it was a beautiful thing, real beautiful. So I just love what they're doing. I still like to see the DPT thing doing their thing, you know what I mean? Corrupt, the Daz, all them cats, man. I love the vibe, man. I ain't got nothing but support coming from the water.
Especially, man. And putting out solid music at that. Even Snoop Dogg was dope.
Hell yeah.
Snoop getting ready to drop another joint.
He sure is, coming out of what's the Los Angeles, I believe is a label on that one. I think that's Harry O's new shit. So, and it's good to see, shout out to Harry O. It's good to see that brother back out on the streets and free, you know what I mean?
A lot of positive things.
I think is about to take place and I think it's already taking place, but a lot of movements and a lot of the old school, like the OGs, like this, all this new, like, and I ain't got nothing bad to say about all this new rap, you know, because it's the youth, so let them do what they do, but you're about to see a wave of all the old school, all the OGs come back and pretty much take the map back. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Now, how do you feel about that where some people try to say, you know, well, you know, some of these artists who are older, you know, they need to hang the microphone up and they need to stop this, that, and the other. What are your feelings about that?
I don't agree with that, man. I figure if you're an artist, you're an artist. You know what I mean? That's like, you know, if you're good at what you do, you're good at what you do. That's like a nigga that built cars, and this motherfucker was the greatest engine builder and built the fastest cars when he was young. Well, just because a nigga gets 50 years old don't mean he can't build a fucking car no more. You understand what I'm saying? So we already got the dynamics. We already got the blueprint. We know what we're doing. So, yeah, I don't think nobody need to hang up the mic. Shit. I'm a motherfucking, I still go see Charlie Wilson perform. So that's like me telling Charlie Wilson he's too old for him. So if you got the clothes, you got the pipes, continue to blow. You feel me? And I'm going to be at the concert. You know what I mean?
Man, look, I heard that joint.
A nigga got to be crazy to tell Uncle Charlie to hang it up. They going to look at him and say, he lost his mind.
That part. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, shit, I don't believe in that shit. Even myself, I mean, I probably didn't tell my age, too, talking about the Bill Beard DeVoe shit. But, I mean, like I say, man, we in this game. We in it, you know, we in it for the love of it. Also for the bread, if the bread come. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to be doing music, no matter what. It's therapeutic for your boy. Keep me out of trouble, and Definitely work as a therapist.
But that's real though, because one thing about it is everybody who has really got a real love for the culture, I think they have a right to represent it. You know, Snoop, the new joint he dropped with Mozzie was fucking insane. I mean, you know, and this is just like the perfect match of the old and the new coming together. And I mean, I don't care what nobody say about Uncle Dog, man. Uncle Dog still got it. You know,
yeah, Snoop
still
always
got
it, man. Much love go out to Snoop. Shout out to Snoop.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
real
mean,
stick though. That motherfucker, he ain't no joke. He may, you know, he may look like he's getting tired, but that nigga ain't tired, man. He don't look like he don't even sleep. This nigga is not tired.
Man, I mean, of course, you know, we can't, and of course, one of my favorite MCs of all time, E-40, you know, 51 years old, and he's still, I mean, E is just still on go, you know, I mean, and still, like, still serving them heat.
Yeah, he's fucking hard, you know, motherfucker. That's one of my idols right there.
Yeah, man, but, you know,
he ain't going to start no time soon. Shit, that nigga hard.
But what is it about California with y'all, man? It just brings out, I mean, what is it about the West Coast in general, man? Because y'all just have, from the Bay to L.A. down to S.D., you know, I mean, you know, all over, man. Y'all just have, it's like y'all just have y'all own culture that is just separate, and y'all just are able to do this at such a high level continuously. What's in the water out there, man, to just make y'all so wicked with it and how y'all move with it?
Niggas, we gangsters and we mobsters, homie. We California, like they say, back in the California niggas make the world go round. So, you know what I mean? We connected. We in these streets. We've been in these streets from day one. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us come from smoked out parents, drug babies, incubator babies. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them motherfuckers as well. But we made it out, man, and we had to learn how to maneuver. We had to learn how to network. We had to learn how to campaign. We had to learn how to carry ourselves, you know what I'm saying, accordingly, in boss fashion, in mob fashion, in king fashion, because that's how you got to do it, homie. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, everything you're saying, you got to be able to back that shit up, too. So you got to be handy with the hands or handy from the, you know, from the shoulders or whatever you got to do. I just figure you got to be a monster in this shit. So I've always been that, you know what I mean? And when I get down, how I get down, I always make sure I do it properly, you know what I'm saying, accordingly. So
right,
that's just what it is, man, you know, and I make sure I keep real niggas with me, and, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with boss niggas, and boss niggas fuck with me back. So when it comes to these streets, we got the love. But the reason we carry ourselves that way is because, shit, man, this is what we was taught. This is the only way we know, so, you know what I mean? If I walk around like a king, if I walk around like a giant, then you better believe I'm going to be seen as like a king and like a giant, so... And at the same time, I believe I'm that king and that giant. So, therefore, shit, everything should just unravel accordingly. The reflection speaks for itself, you know what I mean?
Straight like that, the mirror never lies. You know, real niggas
yeah,
never die, and that's what it do.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, I mean,
exactly.
So, as you know, you talk about your kids and everything. What's it like to really, you know, be somebody that your kids see, you know, enterprising, you know, making moves and just doing what you do in terms of showing them, like, yo, you know, this is... You know, how you really, you know, can do this and do it the right way.
Well, with the kids, man, I love doing what I'm doing, man. Ain't nothing like being a father. I like to tell everybody that out there, that's like the highest and most, that's the grandest position and title you can hold as a man is being a father, man. And if you're able to do that the proper way, then, man, like I tell you, that's the most monumental thing. So, you know what I mean? I take pride in being the epitome of fatherhood and being the epitome of a monumental man, whether it's recognized by the world or not, you know what I mean? I don't need no fucking following for that. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. But I already show my kids, man, what it do. You know what I'm saying? My son following in my footsteps, doing his thing. Catch him on the gram. Judah.Buddha. Anybody need tracks?
Okay.
Anybody need beats? Anybody need that type of shit? Holla at my son. The nigga hot
okay.
in the motherfucker. But, yeah, man. Judah.Buddha. He on the gram. Check that nigga out. And, But yeah, man, I'm just loving doing what I'm doing, man. I'm loving building the legacy that I'm building. You know what I'm saying? I've been a single father, so, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the single fathers out there holding it down with a breezy, you know, don't let me start talking about these things. But yeah, man, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I tell them, man, use them accordingly. Use the women accordingly. Just use them accordingly, fellas. Sorry, that, man. Keep it thugging, homie. Keep it thugging, homie. Yeah. But yeah, man.
Yeah,
so,
that.
You know, I just love being a leader, man, and, yeah, love setting examples, man, and doing this legacy, you know what I mean?
And I think that's the most important thing Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing. I think you can always lay the template down in the game with, you know, King and myself. We've been blessed to just talk to so many people over the years. And one thing about it is being a leader and not a follower, you know, setting, you know, an example that is exemplary that really, really shows people in terms of, because everybody talk about how they want to be bossed up and bosses and, you know, they this and the other. But I'm like, there's a discipline, there is a method, there is a mentality that is consistent with that. You know, in terms of, you know, bringing up people around you, you know, really understanding the dynamics, knowing the climate and knowing how to change it or maintain it, you know, really just and just really being a person who people can really respect, because you can have all the money in the world, but if everybody doesn't feel that you are genuine, if you have not been honorable, if you have not been, you know, consistent, you know, you can have all of that. But it's never gonna. That doesn't translate into the real truth of real respect.
There you go.
You know. But it's great to see, you know, individuals like yourself on an independent hustle, especially, you know, doing what y'all do out there and really still putting it down out there, man. You know, still keeping it raw, real, rugged. You know, and always respected. You know, and connected.
That's right. That's right.
You know, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an important thing, man, because that money ain't everything, you know what I'm saying? For some folks it is, but, you know what I mean? Can't take none of that shit with you. Only thing you're going to take with you, yeah, that part, man. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers going to remember you for the real motherfucker you was, not for your money. So, and if they do remember you for your money, then you probably ain't the motherfuckers you need to be remembered by. But you understand what I'm saying? They going to remember for who you was and what you did for them, man. So, or what you instilled in them. So I believe in that, and I believe in knowledge. I believe, you know, knowledge is wealth. And good health is wealth as well. So, you know what I mean? Shit, man, nigga been through the trenches and back, and I'm still out here, and I'm still alive, and we still moving, and we free. You know what I mean? We financially free, and we physically free. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we free so many ways. So, I'm embracing that, and I would advise everybody else to embrace that same thing and embrace the simple things in life, man. Because all this other shit, you ain't taking none of that shit with you. I mean, none of them motherfucking rims, none of that candy paint, none of that stupid shit. I mean. And if you come out to the suburbs, nigga, the white boys don't give a fuck about no rims or no goddamn candy paint, dumb shit. So we need to reevaluate ourselves. I mean, that's all I'm saying. We need to reevaluate ourselves. So, I mean.
Definitely. Now, when you reach to a certain level of success, you know, because we've seen a few rappers over the years, you know, who still want to kind of try to maintain a certain level of street profile and got caught up. How important is it to be able to mentally be able to make a transition once you have become successful? You know, because some artists still want to kind of try to live that life they were doing before they got on. Then they get on, they still want to live that life. And I'm like, dude, this is where you kind of, you can leave all that alone now. You know, you're not in that place anymore.
Yeah, you got, like I said before, you got to be able to look beyond the block, man. You got to be able to look beyond the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Once you get about the neighborhood, I ain't saying don't slide back to the block and check the homies out. Don't still pull up and, you know what I mean, visit them every now and then. But, like, sometimes, like, when I look at Nick, and this is, you know what I mean, rest in peace, Nick. You know what I'm saying? Much love brought to him and his fam. But, and I know he was trying to uplift that area over there off the Shaw and all that. But at the same time, this is just my opinion. I feel like if he wasn't there, he'd probably still be alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that place of business was somewhere else or in a different location, maybe the shit that went down would not have went down. You understand what I'm saying? So, and that's what I mean.
Right.
So when I'm talking about looking beyond the block. But I totally understand what he was trying to do for the hood. You know what I mean? And uplift his neighborhood and, you know, and own that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, at the same time, you got to look at the politics of that, you know, when it comes to Los Angeles and all the rest of that shit. But so, it's important. It's important to be able to ascend and keep on moving, man. Once you're about the neighborhood, I ain't saying you ain't repping your gang or nothing like that. But, I mean, you always going to be remembered to who you were. So even if you do slide back, nigga, the homies going to be there. You know what I mean? Everybody should still embrace you the same way they embraced you before. So ain't no need for you to be out here trying to prove a point to this motherfucker or to that motherfucker. Like, oh, nigga, there's some Crip on mine. Nigga, this Monster's on mine. Like, whoop, whoop. I mean, shit, if I'm banging like that, then I'm like that. But you know what I mean? But still, it's like, come on, man. You know what I mean? You a grown-ass man, homie. So, nigga, you know what's happening. So, yeah, that's just the way I look at it, man. Shit. I mean, I have fun when I'm on the gram and all that. I'm a wild motherfucker, but you better believe it. I'm a wild motherfucker, like, for real. So, that's just what it is. Like I say, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, certified cuckoo. They paying me, so... Shit, now all we gotta do is get some more money from this music thing. You feel me? So we gonna be alright. But at the same time, like, you know what I mean? Like I say, man, so I just went to the hood the other day, embraced all the homies. So, but I ain't got to be with these niggas every day. You know what I mean? I love them. I wish I could be with them every day, but, you know what I mean? I'm not with them every day. You feel me? So
right.
I think other cats, once you move on and get on, man, you should do the same, dude. Drop through, see your partner, show love to your people, you know, your loved ones. Don't forget where you came from ever, ever, ever. But at the same time, keep in mind where the fuck you're going and where you want to be. That's what I look at.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's all about growth. You know, it's all about GG.
It's all about
and development.
Evolution, bro.
You know,
yep.
And,
evolution. You got to evolve,
you know,
as a man.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, with, you know, one thing about it is because everybody wants to kind of try to, like you said, you know, King and myself, you know, we talk about it all the time, you know, off the air. You know, he has a joke about niggas being on Larry Holmes status. You know, but about just about how heads, you know, constantly kind of try to relive certain past glories and everything. I'm like, dude, okay, there's a certain point that once you're blessed to make it to a certain point out there, because we've been on the block, we've seen it, you know, you know, when you look at so many, you know, there's a lot of real niggas that survived, but there's a lot of real niggas that died as well.
Dead.
You know, whether they were off, whether they were off the, whether they were on game in terms of they was actually doing it big, you know, like that. I mean, you know, you got guys like Pop, Big, you know, Stretch, you know, from Live Squad. I mean, you look at what happened to Malzberg, rest in peace. That's, oh, God, Malzberg was such a loss.
And
Malzberg
was
such a loss.
He was a hard-ass artist.
Yes, I mean, you know, and of course, yeah. Billboard, you know, Games Homie. I mean, Billboard was going to be the next one up. I mean, you know, so we've seen a lot of these individuals, you know, get caught up out there, man. But it's one thing about it is, like you said, you know, when you've already certified yourself out there, it's okay to retire from it. You know, now, if niggas tell you, then you go, yeah, you got to hear, you got to let them know. But it's like you said, you ain't got to live that life all your life. You know, you can move on to something else.
Yeah, and it's probably best you do so. You know, it's probably best you go ahead and transition because, like I say, the hood ain't going nowhere, man. That's why, you know, you got the, you know, I ain't call it poison, but you know what I mean. It's still going, and, you know, I don't know, man. Shit.
If it was up to me, man. We get what you're saying.
Yeah.
We get what you're saying. There's just certain things when you're around it, you can get offended and absorbed by it, and it's just what it is for when it's there, and you just have to know when to remove yourself from the situation when you know it's not a good situation.
There you go.
You know,
you go.
We understand the struggle. You know, we know what it is in terms of what, you know, comes from it. You know, but a rose, many roses come from concrete. But, you know, the thing is, a rose can grow, but there's always that occupational hazard that weeds are around it. And weeds are going to choke out that growth you're trying to have.
Right.
You know, but.
Like they say, even like with cocaine, selling the thing, even plants grow from shit. So, you know what I mean? So,
yeah
you definitely got to know. Yeah, you got to know, man. If not, you know. But, hey, but shout out for all the youngsters out there staying strong. Y'all keep your head up, your chin up, and your bread up. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. But just have a goal, man, and have a vision of what you want to be, man, and be sure that you make it there. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That's what we here. That's what the fuck we here for. Hell, yeah.
Definitely.
Right, man, we about to close things up, man. You have any shout-outs you want to give out, bro?
Shout out to all my loved ones, man. Everybody in the 760, all my P-Town niggas, Trey 5-7, all my loved ones, man. Anybody that's fucking with the world,
Mona.
Niggas, you know, I'm fucking with y'all, man. Shout out to McAdoo. Shout out to Judah Buddha. Shout out to all my niggas, man. Everybody that fuck with the Wallers, man. Real shit. All y'all niggas.
Yep.
Shout out to y'all, man. I appreciate you guys for having me on the show. Yeah, I don't know. We dropping that nut coming down. We bumping that one, too, for the people. What we doing, y'all?
Yeah, we about to drop that
down.
We about to close the show.
Definitely.
So y'all, all right, well, y'all make sure y'all spin that other one for your boy, man. Put that in the rotation. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you got that track, dude. So, yeah, man, y'all make that shit happen, dog. Let's do this. And if you guys need me anywhere you need me, man, you be sure to tap in, bang me. I'm more than willing to be a part of anything that needs to be a part of. You feel me? I'm surely with the movement, so.
Definitely.
Yeah,
keep the two fingers
man.
Twisted in the middle. You know, and, you know, like I said, don't get played like a fiddle. Keep it true blue, man. And like I said, shout out to Fleetwood for the connect, man. We enjoyed you so much, man. You're welcome back anytime. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Much love for having me, man. I'll holler at y'all real soon.
Much love. One.
All the time.
Most definitely, man. All
right.
So, yeah, on that note, man, we about to close this show out with this record here.
Let's do Fresh that. From the Pot, man, called Not Coming. So
let's do that.
Replay will be up this week, so y'all can download the show. In the meantime, right here, you can re-listen to the replays and all that. So check us out next Friday night. We going to keep this thing pushing, man.
Hey.
And we out.
And we out.
No, no.
No, I'm not coming down. No,
I'm not going down. Me, oh my, you're beautiful, my butterfly. I look into your eyes and see all of the things that good love can simply bring, and all the things that make the morning bird sing. Me, oh my, you're wonderful, my everything, that diamond in my nasty dream, my everything, that makes my old good wolf speak, my everything, that got a G-horse giving feed. I said no, no, no,
no, I'm not coming down.
Say no.